9-4-3-2-1. This is 2-0 GSR testing. My gain is a little too high now.
Got a little bit more RF output.
Thank you, Dove, if you are listening. I've just used the output EQ setting to turn that to minimum. And as far as I'm listening to your headphones, the output is not spacey at all. This radio has got a very good low frequency response. It's one of the DSP type of radio. There is no SSB filters in it. And the low cut is actually set to 10 Hz. It doesn't really achieve 10 Hz response by any stretch of the imagination. But it's got a very, very flat response down to around 100 Hz when the response starts to drop off fairly gradually. And it still has a usable response down to 20 Hz, which is ridiculous.
But that's how it is.
Done this for now, and I'm quite happy. And I'm just going to attempt to save the settings so it powers up in this state. In very much of a lash-up state at the moment, just on the bench with lots of wires hanging off it. Can't possibly use it very easily like this for a contact. But I shall work on that within the next few days. I'm not putting it in your suggested enclosure. I would like to put it in something that's slightly larger, so I could have standard connectors on the input and output. Well, for my standard anyway. I like to have an RCA or a phono socket for the microphone output to match my existing processor. And I'm going to have an XLR, 3-pin XLR input for the audio input, which is from my dynamic microphone, which I'm using at the moment. Maybe talking to myself.
Doesn't matter.
I've been mad for years. 2-0 GSR testing and out.